देवस्य ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today, which is October 18, 2012, by the mercy of Shishi Rukmini Dwarkadi, Shishi Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra, Shishi Gauranitayan, by the mercy and blessings of His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, we are reading for the pleasure of all assembled devotees from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 5, text number 23, 24, which is one of the most, if not the most, famous and auspicious shlokas retold by Narada to Maharaj Yudhishthira, citing the Prahlad Maharaja. Shri Prahlad Vacha Shravanam Kirtana Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmani Vedanam Itipam Sarpita Vishnu Bhaktischenava Lakshana Kriyeta Bhagavatyadha Tanmanye Ditam Uttamam Shri Prahlad Vacha. Prahlad Maharaj said, Shravanam, hearing, Kirtanam, chanting, Vishnu, of Lord Vishnu, not anyone else. Smaranam, remembering, Padasevanam, serving the feet, Archanam, offering worship, with Shudashopachara, the 16 kinds of paraphernalia. Vandanam, offering prayers. Dasyam, becoming the servant. Sakyam, becoming the best friend. Atmanivedanam, surrendering everything. Whatever one has. Iti, thus, pumsa arpita, offered by the devotee. Vishnu, unto Lord Vishnu, not anyone else. Bhakti, devotional service. Chet, if, navalakshana, possessing 9 different processes. Kriyita, one should perform. Bhagavati, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Adha, directly or completely. Tat, that. Manye, is consider. Sorry, I consider. Aditam, learning. Uttamam, topmost. Translation and purport of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Prahlada Maharaja said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming His servant, considering the Lord one's best friend and surrendering everything unto Him. In other words, serving Him with the body, mind, and words. These nine processes are accepted as pure devotional service, and one who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these nine methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. How many days we are reading already this shloka? Quite few. Yeah? Okay. So therefore we don't have a board, because everyone knows this shloka by heart already, I believe. So Srila Prabhupada's purport. Archita Prabhu, please advise how much of a purport we should read. Okay, so the taste, ruchi, purport of His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, continuing with Archanam, which is in this particular purport most probably the biggest part of it, taking. If one commits any of the above offenses, one must read at least one chapter of Bhagavad Gita. This is confirmed in Skanda Puran, Avanti Kanda. Similarly, there is another injunction stating that one who reads the thousand names of Vishnu has a sahasranam, can be released from all offenses. In the same Skanda Purana, Reva Kanda, it is said that one who recites prayers to Tulsi or sows a Tulsi seed is also freed from all offenses. Similarly, one who worships the Shalagram Shila can also be relieved of offenses. So in the Brahmanda Purana, it is stated that one who worships Lord Vishnu, whose four hands bear a conch shell, disc, lotus flower, and club, can be relieved from the above offenses. In the Adivaraha Puran, it is said that a worshipper who has committed offenses may fast for one day at the holy place known as Shokarava and then bathe in the Ganges. In the process of worshipping deity, it is sometimes enjoined that one worship the deity within the mind. So therefore, in Padma Puran, Uttarakhanda, it is said, all persons can generally worship within the mind. Vikka Uttamya Tantra states, for a sannyasi who has no home, worship of the deity within the mind is recommended. In Narada Pancharatra, it is stated that by Lord Narayan, that worship of the deity within the mind is called Manasa Puja. One can become free from the four miseries by this method, and sometimes worship from the mind can be independently executed. According to the instruction of Avirhutra Muni, one of the Navayugendras, as mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, one may worship the deity by chanting all the mantras. Eight kinds of deities are mentioned in the Shastra, and the mental deity is one of them. In this regard, the following description is given in the Brahma Vaivarta Purana. So the story goes as follows. In the city of Pratishthanapura, long ago, there resided a Brahmana who was poverty-stricken but innocent and not dissatisfied. One day he heard a discourse in an assembly of Brahmanas concerning how to worship the deity in the temple. In that meeting, he also heard that the deity may be worshipped within the mind. After this incident, the Brahmana, having bathed in the Godavari River, began mentally worshipping the deity. He would wash the temple within his mind, and then in his imagination he would bring water from all sacred rivers in golden and silver water pots. He collected all kinds of valuable paraphernalia for worship, and he worshipped the deity very gorgeously, beginning from bathing the deity and ending with offering aarti. Thus he felt great happiness. After many years has passed in this way, one day within his mind he cooked nice sweet rice with ghee to worship the deity. He placed the sweet rice on a golden dish and offered it to Lord Krishna, but he felt that the sweet rice was very hot, and therefore he touched it with his finger. He immediately felt that his finger had been burnt by the hot sweet rice, and thus he began to lament. While the Brahmana was in pain, Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha began smiling, and the goddess of fortune inquired from the Lord why he was smiling. So Lord Vishnu then ordered his associates to bring the Brahmana to Vaikuntha. Thus the Brahmana attained the liberation of Samipya, the facility of living near the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shri Prahlada Vacha, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atmanivedanam Itipum Sarpita Vishnu Bhaktishchanava Lakshna Kriyata Bhagavatyadha Tanmanyeditam Uttamam. Prahlad Maharaj said that hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming his servant, considering the Lord one's best friend and surrendering everything unto him. In other words, serving him with the body, mind and words, these nine processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these nine methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no recommendation of Pancharatriki worship because of this Kali Yuga. Even without deity worship, everything can be perfectly performed simply through hearing, chanting, remembering and worshipping of the lotus feet of the Lord. And Rupa Goswami states that Parikshit Maharaj attained salvation simply by hearing. Shukadeva Goswami attained salvation simply by chanting. Prahlad Maharaj attained salvation by remembering the Lord. And the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, attained perfection by worshipping Lord's lotus feet. Prithu Maharaj attained salvation by worshipping the deity of the Lord. Akrura attained salvation by offering prayers. Hanuman by rendering service. And Arjun by establishing friendship with the Lord. And Bali Maharaj, by offering everything to the service of the Lord. All these great devotees served the Lord according to a particular process, but every one of them attained salvation and became eligible to return home back to Godhead. And this is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, we can see that deity worship, later on, Srila Prabhupada in his purport, says that deity worship is especially recommended for the grihastas who are usually rich or have properties. Yeah? Nowadays in Kali Yuga we may notice that grihasthas particular are not really rich. But it is very auspicious to come regularly to the temple in order to have association of the devotees of the Vaishnavas and cooperatively perform the devotional service, be that chanting, be that hearing, be that remembering after that. So interesting enough that Prahlad Maharaj, being asked by his father, you can say atheist personified, yeah? Hiranyakashipu, his demoniac father, boldly preaches to him because he deeply believes in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu. Yesterday night in our group of Russian devotees in Namahata, we read this particular shloka from Bhagavatam, where it is said that one who is who deeply believes that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead in his heart, consequently, definitely will surrender unto him, offering devotional service. So actually, preaching is a very simple process. And Shri Prahlad Maharaj shows a wonderful example. Despite of any danger, because to preach to the atheistic person, to preach to the offensive person, is dangerous business. But interesting enough that Prahlad Maharaj was so pure in his heart that he didn't consider his father or his teachers, Shandana Marka, who were actually harassing him, to be his enemies. He even preached to them that you can't divide the society, people, into friends and enemies. It's not proper. It's bodily. It's knowledge in ignorance. Because the intelligent person, he doesn't see the differences. He sees the similarities. He sees the same spirit-soul in every living entity. Be that a dog-eater, be that an elephant, be that a learned brahmana, be that a tree. Every living entity, every entity which shows the symptoms of life is taken on, is to be taken, to be appreciated as a spirit soul. So actually, coming back to the subject of taste, I remember from my devotional practice back to 1988 or 87, when Australian BBT donated, 500 sets in English of Srila Prabhupada's books to the USSR Vaishnava devotees. Yeah? 500 sets. I was lucky enough, because I was performing my service then to the BBT, to get one set. Full set of main books of Srila Prabhupada in English. And I remember I was so happy that every morning, even not knowing English language well then, I was opening Bhagavatam from the very beginning and reading alone to myself aloud. It was really so relishing. I was so happy just to read, even not understanding English properly, but to read aloud for for myself, Srimad Bhagavatam gave me such a relief and such happiness. Because in those years, we didn't had no temples. We didn't had the association of the pure Vaishnavas. There were some friends who were interested, but actually we couldn't gather freely together and chant and have the programs. So for years and years, we were chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, not actually knowing well what we are chanting. We didn't know what is Hare Krishna. We had a faith that it is authorized. We had a faith that this is something really powerful, because after a few years of chanting, you could notice that things are changing in your heart. And nobody could, those years, explain me or us who is Krishna. We didn't know who is Krishna. We didn't know who is Ram. There were going all kinds of speculation around what is this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. There was plenty of speculation that it helps to your mind, it helps to your health, it helps, I don't know. I am afraid even to repeat what type of speculations were then. But still, we continued chanting. So it took maybe, in my case, it took 10 years until I got the authorized scripture. Srila Prabhupada's books in English, full set, I still have it. Explaining properly and nicely, completely and elaborately, what is this process? So reading through it, even beginning from the very beginning, it very much impressed that actually if you're not even a devotee, but you will read Bhagavatam from beginning till the end, just from the beginning till the end continuously, your consciousness will change. So whenever I preach to my friends, relatives, whomever I meet, students in the universities, I tell them that you just take and read it from the beginning to the end, and you will see how it will broaden your mind, how you will get a glimpse into the deepest culture, spiritual culture of Krishna consciousness. Everyone will find something really valuable for himself. Be that an artist, be that a scientist, be that a technician, be that a simple-hearted or complicated person. Everyone will find something for him in the Bhagavatam. Remember, even bringing to India the scientist people, who are quite rational and they need proofs for anything what is written. But even being non-devotees, ending up in Vrindavan, everyone experiences this taste. And they cannot rationally explain what is it, but they're excited about everything what's going on in this simple village of Vrindavan, a holy dham. The smells, the tastes, even the dust, the cows, everything. I remember one famous scientist, academic professor. When we were driving by bus on the street, he saw the barber, the one who shaves, just on the chair on the corner of the street, and he said, "Stop. Stop, I want to go there and be shaved right there on the street." Because that reminded him, he was like 70-something-year-old person. That reminded him his whatever childhood or what, somewhere in the village where he grew up. He saw that right now in India, right on the street. We stopped, he stayed back to be shaved so that later we would pick him up. So such simple things just conquer the hearts of the people. Simple hearts, simple things. What to speak about prasad, what to speak about the philosophy. So this Krishna consciousness is a wonderful process which actually changes the face of the world. Just recently, a few days ago, if you didn't heard, in Moscow, the devotees again are forced to leave their so-called temple. Like quite a few years ago, the building which devotees had been occupying for some time was being demolished because the construction of the road, highway, was planned there. So for the devotees it was promised that we will get a place, another place, or land to build the temple. And from that time, the devotees were occupying the very simple facilities, which is the parking lot between the hotel and supermarket. Almost in the center of the city. It's just a plain, what you call asphalt, covered square with no water supply, no canalization, no electricity. So can you imagine, and almost in the center, on the border of the center of the city, devotees were using, like in India, this electric generator, oil burning generator, which generating the electricity. Having those bio toilets, which are to some degree autonomic, with no canalization and no water supply. And the programs were going on in the tent. They put a huge tent in this square between the hotel and supermarket. Huge hotel, a huge tent, which could accommodate, I think, at least 1,000 devotees, at least, maybe more. And Sunday programs were being held there around the year. So when you think about Los Angeles round the year, it's all okay. But Moscow round the year, it's a bit different. Because wintertime means snow and minus 20, sometimes minus 30 Celsius degree. So it's below zero, below. It's a freezing, it's a terribly freezing temperature. And those years, just recently, some devotee called me and told that even during a day program, not the weekend, not the Sunday, the tent is packed. Devotees doesn't fit in. And Sunday program, I believe, here in the temple, everyone fits in. Yeah? So there, even in winter, when there is temperature minus, and it's just a tent, huge tent, like, I don't know, very huge tent, devotees are there. So now, the city authorities passed a law that devotees should move. They can't stay. They can't build the temple outside the city where they got the land and they started there, but there was a Orthodox church protesting that not to give permission to build the temple. And now they again should move out of this already strange facility in the center of the city, in the parking lot. So Krishna is always testing those who are the most sincere. We can see how many tests had to go through Pandavas. I was dear to Lord Krishna. Yeah? But we see, we remember the prayers of Queen Kunti, which says, Lord Krishna, it's just great. More disasters, more troubles coming. It helps us to keep our minds on you, depend on you. So, most of you don't understand Russian, but His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, he gave a talk appealing to devotees, saying that actually we have to be grateful for the authorities of the city that they let us to stay here in such situation for so long. I don't know, like here in the Walmart parking lot, you know, devotees just opened their temple. And they were living, I don't know, maybe 100 or up to 200 devotees and the construction wagons, you know, the blocks, they put one on top of the other. So there was an office there, and there was an ashram there, and there was everything there right next to the tent. And the temple was in the tent. So Bhaktivedanta Maharaj said, actually, we have to be grateful to the authorities. They tolerated us here for so long. And he said, dear devotees, now please mobilize our efforts to find next place where we can move our temple to. Of course, temporary facilities, but... So, the devotees never consider someone an enemy. Devotees never take an offense. It is said that actually the enemy of a devotee is never born. Whomever, whatever attitude anyone has towards the devotee, even inimical, devotee doesn't take offenses. He is pure-hearted. Just see the topmost example of Prahlad Maharaj. Although he was harassed up to kill him, thrown from the mountain, the bitten by the snakes, and terrible things were done to him. So when he was thrown from the hill, from the mountain, and Lord Vishnu caught him downstairs, he ran back up to the hill and said, my father, can we do it again? I like it so much. It's so much fun. And when the class roommates were telling to Prahlad, oh, Prahlad, we're so sorry for you. You have such a terrible father. He tries to kill you. He was objecting. No, my father is the most loving father. He loves me so much. He is my dearmost father. I love him so much. So just see, devotees are out of not this world. They are from different world and live in a different consciousness. Totally, altogether. And they have such qualities which you would not find all over the three worlds. They are not demigods, they are not demons, because their background may be different. But now, they are supposed to be and they are considered to be transcendental, whatever happens. One thing, when the circumstances are very testing, another thing is when the circumstances are very favorable. The climate is nice, the temple is nice, and everything is nice. Devotees, anyway, they remain as devotees. Anyway, is it hellish conditions to practice Krishna consciousness? And I remember those conditions. There were no association, no temples, no gurus, no shastra. Nothing. Just Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And even you don't know what is it. and you're living on the risk to be arrested any time. And the apartments of the devotees were searched for so many times by the police. And all the paraphernalia confiscated, even the pictures. Those devotees who were lucky, having some Indian pictures of Krishna at home, the police came and confiscated even that. So they ended up with not even having a beads, no pictures, nothing. But nothing can take from the heart of a devotee the holy name of the Lord. Nobody. I remember when I got first time the paper written with Maha Mantra, 1979. Some devotee approached me on the street and handled me beads and a paper with a Maha Mantra and said, chant for 2 hours a day, 16 rounds. I said, what? Who can do that? 2 hours a day? Where to get them from? Free 2 hours a day. So what? At the cost of your sleep? They told me. I said, wait a minute. Who can keep peaceful his mind for 1 minute? Can you pacify your mind that it would be stable and peaceful for 1 minute, and you tell 2 hours, meditate and concentrate? But I remember I learned this Maha Mantra right away, right at the spot, by heart. I didn't know what is it. I learned because I knew, I thought, if I lose this paper, or it will be taken away by somebody or whatever, from my mind, from my heart, this Maha Mantra, nobody, nobody can take it out. There is no way. Whatever is in your heart, your attitude toward Krishna, your attitude toward the deities, your attitude toward Guru, your attitude toward the association of the devotees, your attitude toward Shastra, nobody can take from you. Nobody can rob you. Maybe you know some process who can rob you from the holy name of the Lord in your heart. It's there. It's engraved deeply. So this is what is the most valuable thing in the lives of the Vaishnavas. And Srila Prabhupada, he said that I started this International Society for Krishna Consciousness just too, so that devotees can come together and perform those processes of devotional service. He started for our benefit, for our benefit. And we are taking advantage of it, and we can't forget that. That by His mercy, we're able to sit peacefully, chant to the full happiness, full extent of happiness of our heart. Read Srimad Bhagavatam, read Bhagavad Gita, and be happy. Today, we read one little thing in this story with a brahmana who was a poverty-stricken. But it's one small thing mentioned here. But he was not dissatisfied. He was poverty-stricken, but he was not dissatisfied. Devotees in Moscow are being kicked again out of their property, of the property. But they are not dissatisfied. They take it as another pastime of the Lord. They're pretty sure that some new conditions will be offered and they will be in ecstasy seeing how the Lord takes care of them. So this is the pastimes going on nowadays in Kali Yuga in 2012, and it's going on and going on. It's all the question of the purity of the heart. How you see the things happening around you. Is it a pastime of the Lord, or is it whatever you consider it is? It's just the question of purity of your heart. So, I have nothing to tell you the new thing. It's all what we knew, all what we know already. We heard for a few times already. But remembering it, yeah? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam. Even remembering. Whatever process, one of the nine processes of devotional service that may be, it's just a wonderful taste for the devotee. Be that listening, be that chanting, be that remembering even those things which we heard for tens and hundreds and thousands of times. I don't know, Archita Prabhu maybe knows hundreds and thousands of shlokas by heart, but still every time remembering them, hearing them recited by somebody, it gives you the taste to your heart, gives a pleasure to your heart. So just let's stick together. As the example of Prachetas being told in Bhagavatam, they got the darshan of the Lord simply by nicely cooperating amongst themselves. Prabhupada says, although they were many, but they acted as one soul unanimously. Cooperatively, Lord Vishnu appeared before them, being satisfied by their cooperation. What Srila Prabhupada told? Your love will be tested by how you are able to cooperate amongst themselves. So just see, those who can cooperate, they remain, they stay. Those who cannot, they're waiting for another chance. They will get opportunity to come in contact with the society of devotees and try to fight their egos and be able to remain in the association of the devotees. So this is the way. Thank you very much for giving your association. This is what keeps me in Krishna consciousness. This is what gives me opportunity to serve whatever I can, any every one of you. And Hare Krishna. Thank you. Do we have a time for questions? Maybe not. Yeah? Some questions? Please. Yes, that's Chitta Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you for your nice presentation. Maybe you can give a little more detail about the Moscow situation. It's kind of shocking to hear this. I mean, it's nice that the devotees themselves are seeing it as Krishna's mercy, as pastime, but that doesn't mean everybody else should just be blasé about it and think the same way. When a devotee is put in difficulty unnecessarily by the demoniac so-called leaders, other devotees should do whatever they can to help. So maybe you can give a little more detail and tell the devotees here what they can do to help. Is there some petition to sign? Is there somebody to write to and tell them that you're upset? Or what can we do to help the situation?
It's already a huge, big help from your side, the desire to help. Another help is that by being a devotee, we are already helping. And another thing is that from my experience, spending years in Russia, experience that there is never was, never is, and most probably never will be a sure situation. It's always some uncertainty. The Maya in his chanchala feature is very prominent. It's never any sure situation. Every day you can expect something really radical, really strange happening. So, petitions, there were so many petitions written and sent already. And devotees have land to build the temple, but it's a struggle, huge struggle, because some forces are just objecting to let the devotees build the temple. From other side, the Bhakti Vriksha program in Russia, in Moscow, is developing very nicely. I think it's already in Moscow, there is 60 or almost 100 regular Bhakti Vriksha Namahata program going on the weekly basis. And Angira Muni Prabhu, who is serving under the instructions of His Holiness Japataka Maharaj, is doing fantastic job, fantastic service by developing those Bhakti Vriksha Namahata programs. And I think this is the future, and I believe our GBCs are also looking that side. That, you know, even if you are not allowed to build a temple at this moment, you know, at this political situation, nobody can stop expansion of Namahata programs. Nobody. Nobody. And this is a fantastic, it's a huge power. Like this summertime, I think it was July, devotees organized a boat, a ship program in the Moscow River, in the center of the Moscow. They rented two huge boats facilitating, I think, around 2,000 devotees. So actually they had to stop devotees coming to the boat because it started, becoming unbalanced. So it's only because of difficulties devotees are so enthusiastic. I don't know if things will get relaxed. I don't know what will happen then. I don't want to predict things. But in the present situation, it's just, there is one program started by Bhakti Ananta Krishna Maharaj, which is called Goloka Party. So devotees are renting the best halls in the town. Like, I don't know, concert halls, what you have in Los Angeles, some topmost, the best, the most expensive. I think one night rent is like at least 20 or 40,000 euros, one night rent. So, which could facilitate thousands of people. And devotees bring young people, quite a big percentage of people who are newcomers, invited just by friends. And they do it a program, a fantastic program, cultural program with all the features of devotional service. Up to there, that in some corner, they put a gas fire, and they have a huge piece of dough, and the people stand in queue, and devotees teach them how to roll a puri. And the people, newcomer, he comes to the some cultural program, and he's being taught how to roll a puri. Then there is a boiling oil. He boils this puri in the oil. Then he's been given a piece of paper with a mantra how to offer it. He goes to the deities which are standing there, reads from the paper, keeping this newly boiled puri offering to the deity, goes back to his family circle, eats it, stands back to the queue again, and does this a few times. And there's a part of a program, and the kirtan class, lecture, concert is going on meantime. Yeah, so it's just fantastic. And devotees, they are so creative. They rented, this summer they rented two huge ships. And they were riding the river forth and back during the program there. So next year, I don't know, they may rent a Challenger, go to the cosmos. I wouldn't be surprised. Because devotees are so enthusiastic.
An estimation of how many Russian devotees are in the country?
And how many Russian devotees, yes, in the country? Oh, this is most difficult question. If you ask me to recite 1,000 names of Vishnu, it would be easier than to tell how many devotees in Russia. You know, there are different categories of devotees. Full-time, congregation, Krishna's friends. I remember myself, when we came, when our BBT came out of underground and we started printing the books of Prabhupada, I myself printed 200,000 Bhagavad Gitas right away in the print house of Communist Party of Lithuania. This was the first official printing of Prabhupada's books right there. 200,000. And there was no question of distributing them. They just melted in the society. So it's hundreds and hundreds and millions of books being distributed. And even sometimes now devotees find some group somewhere in the Siberia of the people who practice Krishna consciousness. They don't consider themselves the devotees. They have no contact with ISKCON, but they just bought some time ago the books of Prabhupada. They read it carefully. 16 rounds. Beads. Deities. Okay, Prashad. So they learned from books everything. No connection with devotees. Nothing. Just practicing Krishna consciousness. Not even knowing themselves to be a devotee. So, who can tell how many of them? Thousands and thousands and thousands. If the Sunday program in Moscow is above 1,000 devotees, 2,000 maybe, attending. So, you know, and namahatas, parallel namahatas, tens and tens of namahatas in Moscow alone. So it's thousands and thousands of devotees. First deities of Radha Krishna in Siberia and the town which is named Omsk. There is such a town in Siberia which has the name Omsk. The Radha Krishna deities being installed, I think, last summer. So things are expanding on the, like, not official level. Nobody knows really how we are penetrating the society. But it's going on. Despite the court case against Bhagavad Gita in Tomsk, another city. So funny things, it's very interesting country. It's a very amazing country. One more question, sorry. Omkar Prabhu.
One. We don't have time for so many questions.
Which one?
Yeah, one question today, next okay. Question Saturday.
You said, Prabhuji, thank you for class. You said that, Krishna protect his devotee from demoniac nature, like or from demons. Krishna disturbed by when demons disturb devotee, right? Why we should not be disturbed by demoniac people?
So this is the point that you think devotees care to be protected, even if they are not protected, even if they don't see the protection, even if they don't feel protection. What we were speaking about, that under any circumstances, devotee remains a devotee. Of course, to not pure-hearted devotee, as we are, it's disturbing to be harassed by, you know, by demons or by any circumstances. But we have to just stick to the basics, chanting the holy name, remain in the association of devotees, and this is the best protection. Yes, Achyut Prabhu. Yes.
Thank you.
So I authorize this answer, and can you accept it? Okay, Saturday. Okay, thank you very much. Shrimad Bhagavatam Granthaya Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki.